Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. Dusty Leggins by Fesco McMorrie with you on a Monday after a Chiefs win, 22-17 versus the Falconians. Patrick Mahomes, 26 of 39 for 217.
Ish. Here's a nice little stat about Mahomes that'll get you excited, though.
Okay? Well, he's the best quarterback in football.
Well, yeah, he is. I mean, and clearly is. But here's the stat that I thought, like, wow, jumped off the page. Patrick Mahomes now has the most wins through his first 100 games in the NFL of any quarterback of all time. Okay? 77 wins in his first 100 starts sets the record for the most all time.
Pretty good.
I'll take it one step further. He's only played 99 games. He hasn't even played 100 games yet and has more wins through his first 100 games than any other quarterback, passing the legendary Tom Brady of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Roger Staubach of Dallas. They each had 76 through 100. Patrick Mahomes has 77 through 99, 78 hopefully through 100, and then he blows that out of the water and beats them by 2 games, and that's a big time victory when you can lead by 2 games. So congratulations, Patrick Mahomes. You're pretty good.
We'll have DJ. Dana Hughes will be tomorrow. DJ will be here on the show in about 20 minutes or so, and if you missed our Royals coverage, we'll have Vern on later. And baseball coverage on 96.5 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. It is Monday, which means we can get a little bit of an overreaction Monday. I don't know who put this as the second one on here.
That's Mac.
Okay.
Wait, which one? Let me see.
That says overreaction.
Oh, yeah, I knew that one would get you guys going. Come on.
Oh, come on. I mean, that is ridiculous.
All right, mate. All right, Mac, really is. You'll get to that, but start off with the list where you've got it started off.
The Browns should trade Myles Garrett.
I don't disagree with that. That franchise sucks.
This team's done.
Yeah, they're cooked. I mean, you got beat by the Giants yesterday, like, and Daniel Jones, right?
Yeah. I tried to speak it into existence yesterday multiple times. Put Jameis Winston in.
Just stick him in.
And clearly, I feel
Deshaun
like
sucks.
He's terrible. Awful, right?
He can't see defensive pass rush. He can't read a zone defense.
Can't run anymore.
Now, he did hook up my boy Amari.
He's a scumbag.
He did hook up Amari Cooper yesterday, which I've been waiting to see that happen.
Right. Fantasy Football Sundays, 9
Correct.
To 10.
Yep. There you go. 9 a.m. on 96.5 The Fan with Mac.
Yeah, you're home for Kansas City sports.
If I was Myles Garrett, I would just be like, get me out of Cleveland.
Oh, God, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I'm not playing anymore.
I mean, he's at least a first-round pick. At least one.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Absolutely. I tweeted yesterday, are the Raiders still going to give Stefanski coach of the year?
No.
You know, based on that. Yeah. I mean, you lost to Daniel Jones. You made Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers look like the best combination in the NFL,
Malik
right?
Nabers might be him.
And,
though, man.
Oh, my God. Like, my dad all day yesterday just keeps texting me, leak.
That's
like,
gotta
he's 75, and I'm getting these leak texts from him.
I would like to know by the end of this week what his jersey sales are in New York.
Oh, God.
Seriously. I mean, they're going to go, man.
Jeez, was he good yesterday. And Daniel Jones was good. Give him credit, man. Give him credit.
That's two, like, decent games in a row for Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes. Yeah. All I had to do was come out and have Kay Adams say that they were not dating, and all of a sudden the pressure was off, and he looked like he played
and now
well.
Kay Adams may want to date him. Did you see the way he played yesterday, Kay? Get that ball the leak all day yesterday, but man, the story there is Cleveland, and every year I'm sure there's meltdown centrals going on. Follow Twitter today to see if anybody in Cleveland's losing their mind. They should be. They're one of the 5 worst teams in the NFL.
Dr. Mackenstein, go ahead with that second one.
The Texans are not our biggest threat in the AFC .. The New York Jets are.
I don't think so. I think if you're looking at the biggest threat in the AFC right now, as of right now at 7:07 in the morning, it's Buffalo. Now, if Buffalo loses tonight, then it's not Buffalo anymore. Then it's just nobody.
It's
nobody.
Jets.
The Jets, come on now. They beat the Patriots.
I get it.
And their defense still isn't that good. And they beat the Patriots. And the Patriots may not win another game this season.
No. Patriots aren't that bad.
Well, they may beat the Dolphins.
Dolphins, I mean, they got to have somebody that plays quarterback because nobody's protected. I mean, I can't believe that they put Drake May in that game last week against the Jets on Thursday night. They're like, just go get beat up.
See what happens. Like, best of luck to you, sir.
Overreaction Monday. The Browns should trade Myles Garrett, and the Texans are not the biggest threat in the AFC. The Jets are
the biggest threat. The Texans fell on their face yesterday.
You're going to find out who the biggest threat in the AFC of the Chiefs is tonight.
Tonight, I think. I think tonight's big. I think Buffalo wins this game. They're probably going to be looked at as the biggest
home
threat.
against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And you can eliminate Jacksonville, too, from the picture if they lose tonight.
Both speaking about Buffalo tonight. Yeah. Just making sure. Cincinnati plays tonight as well.
Yeah, they play the Commodes. You beat the Commodes. You don't. I mean,
it's the same as Jacksonville, but I mean, it's not if you beat them, it's how you beat them.
Yeah,
if Buffalo goes out there and wins 38-14. Hello.
Yeah.
And if Cincinnati goes out there and finally has their team all back together and they win, then it's like, okay, they had a couple big hiccups in their first two games. They lose to the Patriots and they lose to the Chiefs in dramatic fashion. But if they go out there tonight and play against Washington and have a, you know, good job. Now, if they go struggle against Washington,
they win like 22-21 or something then, against then the Commodes.
Then there's a conversation to be had about what's going on in Cincinnati.
Yeah. The next one there.
Peter LaFleur's brother is legit.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur, top five coach in the league. Two wins in a row with Malik Willis.
Which, I mean, Malik Willis looked good yesterday, right? Like, better than Peter Tom. He looked really good yesterday.
Who was saying 2 weeks ago that Malik Willis may not be done? Who was that?
I said that,
it was you, Bob. Yep, I forgot.
He may be. Right now, if you're the Green Bay Packers, both Jordan Love and Malik Willis are available in trades. You explore offers. 100%,
yes.
And if you're Miami, you're calling on both of those guys. If you need a quarterback right now, which the majority of teams do, I'm calling Green Bay on both Love and Malik Willis right now. And whatever the best offer is, if I'm Green Bay, make that trade.
Would you take Matt LaFleur or Sean McVay?
Sean McVay. Okay. Yeah, still
but
Sean McVay.
But that door is starting to creak open a little bit.
Sean McVay with a big win yesterday, man.
Huge.
I mean, you had two of your best players, if not your two best weapons, down, and you find a way to beat San Francisco. Now, San Francisco was a mash unit yesterday, but
I think the Chiefs should go and see if San Francisco is willing to give us Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
Gosh, he's good.
Go out and trade for Christian McCaffrey. Just get him back for the playoffs, see what happens, right? My overreactions, Dallas should fire Mike McCarthy and hire Bill Belichick right now. I was down at Baker yesterday or on Saturday for their game. They were up 56-0 in like the first quarter. Congratulations to the Wildcats. Big picture of Mike McCarthy on the stadium. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there you go. That's Baker's guy. Let's go. Oh, Mike McCarthy, you need to go, my man. Like that performance yesterday, I know they fought at the end, but from what we do for a living, firing Mike McCarthy and hiring Bill Belichick today would be a great gift. I would take that in a heartbeat. I would absolutely take that in a heartbeat. Another overreaction, Cleveland is the worst team in the NFL that played on Sunday, followed by the Oakland Raiders. I mean, the way that the Raiders lost that thing yesterday and fell on their face had Antonio Pierce saying this.
He just didn't seem to show up tonight.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions.
Ugh.
And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
So who are those players that made business decisions? Who's getting cut today in Las Vegas?
No, I don't know. I'm interested. It sounds like it might be on the defensive side.
I don't know, man. Like they're making business decisions and we're going to make business decisions too. Let's go.
Please tell me he's talking about Max Crosby, which I don't think he is. I think
Max played hurt yesterday too.
Yeah. My overreaction is one that, Bob, you're going to hate, but the Rookie of the Year campaign officially started for Caleb Williams yesterday. I know he had two interceptions and he got a strip sack fumble. That's not his fault. That's not his fault. That's his offensive line. But he had 363 yards passing, led the league in passing yesterday. Also, he finally found out who Romeo Odunze is.
Yeah.
They both looked like they were the package deal that they could be in Chicago. He's still without Keenan Allen, who's hurt. Look, I think Caleb Williams is starting to figure out. He had a couple of plays where I sat on the chair and I looked at it. I was like, that's what we need to see more of. He had a play where he had avoided a sack, went forward, guy missed, did a little ookie juke, and then threw a 15-yard strike. He's starting to get more comfortable. I know the Bears aren't what people expect them to be so far, but you're starting to see that. And then my other overreaction is that Sam Darnold's the MVP of the league.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold, your MVP after 3 weeks. Yeah. And that's hard to argue right
now.
They're
3-0.
They're 3-0, and they played great yesterday.
They blew them out.
Yeah, they played great yesterday.
They beat the Niners and the Texans in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah. Blew out the Texans.
And we'll see as the season goes along how big those wins end up being. But still, you're 3-0 in this league right now. If you're 3-0, you're not apologizing. And you housed the Texans yesterday. And you housed the 49ers. And so, look, I give Sam Darnold all the credit in the world. He's the best USC quarterback in the NFL, and it's not even close.